As eager as Democrats may be to gain seats in Congress this fall, some of their own members are considered vulnerable. One of those is Jim Marshall, a Democratic congressman from Georgia. His district leans Republican, which puts Marshall in a tough spot. Here's NPR's Luke Burbeck.
If you're going to interview a Georgia congressman, there's really only one place to do it, and that would be in a rocking chair on the porch of his Civil War-era mansion.
It's pretty warm right now. The temperature must be about 96 degrees. We're in the shade. There's a slight breeze. You know, you can see from the shrubbery and the trees and the flowers that it's a pretty nice place to be.
When he's in D.C., Congressman Jim Marshall sleeps in his office. But here in Macon, this home, where, incidentally, the Allman Brothers once lived, is his castle. Marshall spent years fixing it up, even digging out a new basement to make room for his campaign office. That's where he and a small group of staffers spent the 4th of July week strategizing about his re-election.
Jim Marshall's office?
Georgia's 8th District is a narrow slip stretching from the Atlanta suburbs south to nearly the Florida border. The district's boundaries changed in 2006, a move by state Republicans to add more GOP voters. That leaves Marshall, a Democrat, in the minority.
The district is a little bit more Republican. I feel pretty good about the race. And this district doesn't drift off to the left or drift off to the radical right like some other districts do in this country.
Marshall's part of a vanishing breed, traditional Southern Democrats, socially conservative, pro-military politicians who happen to have a D after their name.
If the Republican Party seems right on an issue, I'll vote with it. If the Democratic Party seems right, I'll vote with it.
The program of this year's congressional baseball game listed Marshall as a switch voter. Still, any Democrat, even one as conservative as Marshall, faces some image problems these days in a region like Middle Georgia. So says Charles Bullock, a political science professor at the University of Georgia.
Republicans are going to sooner or later run an ad which says, you know, you are too liberal for Georgia. And if they've got then evidence of you having hangout with Ted Kennedy or Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi, that simply confirms the charges against you.
Names like Pelosi, Clinton, and Kennedy might as well be four-letter words in some parts of Georgia's 8th District. So understandably, Marshall isn't exactly dying to have his picture taken with any of his party's stars. In fact, he sounds almost hostile when talking about the leadership of both parties.
The two sides, particularly the leadership on both sides, are very, very far apart. Neither is conservative. Both are pretty radical. They've got ideas that don't really fit what mainstream America, what middle America, what America needs.
I tell everybody, I was the youngest Chevrolet dealer in the state of Georgia, 26 years old. I was the youngest one to go broke at 29, so I've been the whole gamut.
Eddie Wiggins sits in his office at Eddie Wiggins Pontiac Buick GMC in Warner Robins, Georgia. Like most voters you talk to here in the 8th District, he's got two big concerns. First, the well-being of Warner Robins Air Force Base, which drives most of the economy around here. And second, immigration.
If you want to be one of our own, you need to be one of us. But we all ought to be in the same pot. We shouldn't burn a flag. We shouldn't burn money. You know, you ought to love God and America and the apple pie and act like Americans. That's what Americans do.
Georgia holds its primary later this month, and it's all but assured that Jim Marshall will end up squaring off with Mac Collins, a former Republican congressman who says he's the one who represents the real values of the area's voters. Thanks to the new district's boundaries, the race promises to be a tight one, with both national parties pumping lots of money into the campaigns. The big question as the race unfolds will be if Jim Marshall, a decorated war veteran, a politician who supports oil drilling and opposes flag burning, is just too liberal for Georgia's 8th District. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Macon.